Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
On a phone line is Blair Johnson. Blair, it's John Williams. You're on WGN again. How are you?
I am good. How are you today?
You sound great. I haven't heard your voice in a while. How have you been?
We have been good. We're kind of still in recovery mode here, but things are progressing. So it seems to be like all things are moving in the right direction.
Blair Johnson has a bit of a Chicago connection, but she lives in Houston now, and we spoke several times to her the week or so after Hurricane Harvey went through, and you were telling us about your life, about the lives of your city, your family, your friends, your neighbors down there. You were so helpful to all of us to put a face and a voice on how difficult it was and also how inspired it was to see people rallying around. And I was thinking about you as the World Series was coming through. I thought, oh, I don't know if I care who wins the World Series, but if I had to pick one, I'm going to root for you guys, Blair.
Yay, thank you.
Does it work that way? Like, are you all sort of using this as a feel-good story when you need one?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, this city definitely is resonating with them being in the World Series. All the players are saying that we're hoping that this is bringing some excitement and some joy and, you know, like I said, some hope and faith back to the city. They've got their patches on their uniforms that say strong. That's our, you know, motto is Houston Strong, and that we're, even though we're all very excited and nervous, we're very proud and hopeful, and I'm hoping I still have fingernails left after tonight's game.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, you know, and you say you lose the World Series or say you didn't get to the World Series, the baseball team's been so good there this year that must have been at least a little glimmer of, you know, hope, something good in the midst of all of that.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's definitely bringing some more exposure to the city, which still needs a lot of support to rebuild. I mean, it's only been 2 months since the hurricane came through, so there's a lot of people that are still displaced. There's still a lot of buildings and libraries closed. There's a lot of need still in the city.
Talk a little bit about that. Are there like sofas and rolled up carpets on people's curbs, or are some schools still flooded? I mean, just walk me through a little bit of that.
Absolutely. They really have done an amazing job of cleaning a lot of the piles and piles that were like 6 feet tall of renovations and couches and you know, all of the furniture out. They canceled the recycling for a few months while they used those trucks to go and help clean out these neighborhoods, because some of them were just so devastated. And driving around, it's nice to see where a lot of that cleanup has taken place. There's still a lot more to be done, but this city has got this attitude that we will make it bigger, and we will make it better, and we will make it stronger.
Is the water's completely receded now, right? You can go anywhere, and nobody's got water in their basement anymore, right?
Well, yes, and we don't usually have basements here because...
Oh, that's right, yeah.
The city floods. But yes, I would say that all of the water is pretty much normal around the city.
Are they talking in Houston about how to fix it in case it happens again? You know, what are they going to do to keep that from happening?
Absolutely, yeah. This is the largest city that doesn't have zoning. So developers really can kind of come in and develop pretty much anything, anywhere. And with these, we kind of had flooding in 2015 and 2016, and now, of course, this Harvey in 2017. It has really made the city take action. And with all of the people that were affected by this, those people are going to make a big difference in voicing their opinions on how things should and need to change. And I think that we are going to take a very progressive step towards getting the city to a place where those areas that flooded the worst are going to need to be taken a look at, and hopefully steps are going to be taken towards fixing those areas.
Have the funds been spent, and is there any talk about where the money is that everybody donated?
There is a lot of talk about that. I've seen everything from where the J.J. Watt Fund that he put out there that raised astronomical amounts of money, and he's picked four organizations. There has been some disgruntlement with some of the Red Cross money. I hate to say that.
Yeah, that's predictable. I mean, this always happens. Why? Because it's getting spent in some neighborhoods or replacing other money that was already allocated? What's the problem there?
Some of it, I think, is people are frustrated because they're applying and not receiving any benefit from it. And, you know, there was millions and millions of dollars raised for that. So things are, I think, settling down a little bit, and I think some of the insurance checks are starting to come through, and the car dealerships are doing well. And building, you see new fences and building going on all over the city. So.
Yeah.
Well, things are happening here.
It was nice to see the guy that had the furniture store throw out the first pitch at was a game one of the World Series that he threw it out?
Mattress Mac, he is amazing man for this city, and he opened his doors to his store for people to come in and gave I think the firefighters, he gave I think 60 tickets to the World Series for the firefighters to go and watch one of the World Series games. He's an amazing man.
Yeah, it would have been game three, I guess, for you guys if I saw him throw out the first pitch, because it started in L.A., you had three in Houston, now they're back in L.A., right?
Correct,
yeah.
Correct.
Did you get the pizza that we sent, by the way?
We have not only did we not get it, we did get it, and we have pretty much eaten every single one of them. We gave one away, and we really tried to ration them, but they're just too good. And every time I opened my freezer, I would salivate. So thank you very much. We really, really enjoyed them.
And there's nothing like a Lou Malnati's pizza from Chicago to say, now that's Chicago. And that was our small gesture for all that you were able to do for us. Well, listen, Blair, if we can do something for you down the road, let us know. It's good to hear your cheery voice, and our best to everybody in Houston, not only tonight, but down the road.
Thank you. Thank you. Go Astros. And, you know, the Cubs are still the current champs until tonight. So.
Thank you for reminding us of that. We're a little down in the dumps about all of that, but maybe next year. Well, have a good time tonight, Blair.
Thank you so much.
That's Blair Johnson. Used to live not too far from Wrigley Field. It's 1:31. This is WGN.